Well, what a day it has been down at the Devonport Oval. It's been so successful, as we've spoken to many people, Martin Agerton and Darren Kerwin. And on the line, I have the Mayor of Devonport, Annette Rockliffe. Annette, thanks for jumping on the line. Appreciate it.
No worries, Michael.
What a day for Devonport. What a day for, I guess, paying respect is the number one thing for the survivors of the Hillcrest Primary School tragedy, the people that are involved at Hillcrest, and also those that have sadly passed from that terrible tragedy.
Yeah, look, the AFL have done a great job of pulling it together. It was very respectful, the bit that they did, but they also brought a great deal of joy with being their two teams and having those two high-powered teams that have such strong links to Devonport and the Northwest Coast has been a huge boost for us.
Yeah, well, Matthew Richardson was at the forefront. Jack Revolt, we know he's not from the Northwest Coast. Essentially, he comes from Hobart, but he does have links up here. His mum, Leslie, lived up here for a long period of time in her life. So Jack really threw himself into it. And I think we've all got to dip our lid to all the players from Hawthorn and Richmond who have embraced this whole concept, haven't they?
Absolutely. And as I saw some footage of their the clinics that they were running yesterday at the schools and at Eastern Port Football Club, and the joy that they were bringing those players and North Melbourne, we thank them for being part of those clinics as well, was just lovely. And we really appreciate the players who've taken the time to spend time with all of those kids.
It's an amazing feat for everybody. I've been talking about this afternoon, the volunteers and the Devonport Footy Club, the Devonport Cricket Club, the Athletic Club, everyone that uses the Devonport Oval, the two AFL clubs, the Devonport Council. How long have you been working on this project? Because I guess it was a decision that got made fairly swiftly, then all of a sudden you started scampering.
It was a little bit like that, Michael. As I said, the AFL and the teams came to us quite early in the piece and said they wanted to do this, but it's been that last 3 or 4 weeks has been a fairly mad scamper to get the ground ready, to make sure that we had everything in place that they need at a big AFL game. The volunteers right around the ground, all of the infrastructure that needed to happen, the footy team, the cricket team who had to have their home games at another venue so that we could make sure the ground was in tip-top condition. All of those people have contributed, and our team at council have worked very hard with AFL and AFL TAS to bring it together. It's just been an amazing effort.
Yeah, look, I must agree. And, of course, there's been negativity around the GoFundMe page and all that sort of thing. But I think the Premier came out today and said that's fairly close to being resolved, where the monies will now be starting to flow through to the families. And that's a great thing, because I think the council has copped a fair old whack for some of this, and probably not justified in a lot of ways, but it looks like things are starting to flow there.
Yes, that's my understanding from some information that I was given today, that those final hurdles have been jumped over and the T's crossed and the I's dotted, and that will happen fairly quickly. So that's a great relief to all of us. It's not been an easy process to work through with the GoFundMe page, is my understanding, but I thank everyone who's worked their way through that and everyone for their patience. Those people will be getting those funds to use to help them over the next little while.
That's fabulous news. And just to see the smiles on people's faces at the ground, I've been in the studio obviously this afternoon, had it on Fox, etc., KO, and watching it, just the smiles, everyone's, it was just a huge, big, happy crowd by the same time.
I think it was, certainly where, from my perspective, and I was speaking to one of the police inspectors, they said that everything was fairly cruisy from their point of view, so that's always good to hear. It seemed to be a really nice crowd and a nice atmosphere. The game was played in good spirits, so that helps as well. And certainly everyone was in a good space as part of that.
And it dispelled any I guess, negativity that an AFL game can't be played with a bike track around it. It was a resounding success. And the other thing that it does do, if we take the Hillcrest tragedy just to aside for one moment, what it does is showcases Devonport on the national stage. That must be a bonus that from this game. Through a negative, there are positives here, there, and everywhere, and including for Devonport as a city.
Look, absolutely. That's a bonus that, you know, really didn't come into our thinking, but it's certainly a bonus to be able to show. You know, we ended up with a beautiful day as far as the weather's concerned. So hopefully people will see that Tasmania, the reputation that sometimes Tasmania has for being cold and wet and windy, isn't always necessarily the case. and that people will say, oh, that's somewhere we all should visit. So hopefully that will come out of that as well.
I think the last time a big sporting event attracted sort of 9,000-10,000 people was a cricket match, a one-day international between the West Indies and England, and I think it blew a gale. It was just freezing cold, etc. But got the job done. So we've got it 50-50, Annette. We our weather's improved since 86, 87.
We've sorted that out.
Well done. Look, congratulations to council and to everyone concerned. The volunteers has just been one hell of a huge effort to get this game up and running. We hope that we won't know how much money has been raised for a number of days, but we'll hear about that in the future. But some smiles on faces, Annette, and well done to you and your council in particular for helping get this game up and running and joining me on the Sideline View. I appreciate it.